Ezekiel chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 27, the whole chapter. Ezekiel chapter 3, we'll start in verse 1. These are the words of the living and true God. So give your attention to them. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he fed me this scroll. He said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll which I am giving you. Then I ate it and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Nor to many peoples of unintelligible speech or difficult language whose words you cannot understand. But I have sent you to them who should listen to you. Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, since they are not willing to listen to me. Surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, take into your heart all my words which I will speak to you, and listen closely. Go to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, whether they listen or not. Thus says the Lord God. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in His place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them, even a great rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went embittered in the rage of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong on me. Then I came to the exiles who lived beside the river Chebar at Tel Abib, and I sat there 7 days, where they were living, causing consternation among them. At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him and speak out to warn the wicked man from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin. And his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning and you have delivered yourself. The hand of the Lord was on me there, and he said to me, Get up, go out to the plain, and there I will speak to you. So I got up and went out to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was standing there, like the glory which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. The Spirit then entered me and made me stand on my feet, and he spoke with me and said to me, Go, shut yourself up in your house. As for you, son of man, they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. Moreover, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be mute and cannot be a man who rebukes them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth and you will say to them, Thus says the Lord God, He who hears, let him hear. And he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. And that is God's holy word. And Ezekiel here is still being prepared and is being called as a prophet. He was given the scroll, you remember, in the last chapter in which he was to eat. The scroll symbolizing all the words that he was to speak faithfully as thus says the Lord God, which we are reminded of here. Well, Ezekiel, it says, ate the scroll. We notice the description, verse 3, where that the word is to go, the word being sweet as honey, and though chapter 2, verse 10, filled with lamentation, mourning, and woe. It was to affect the whole of the man, of Ezekiel. It was to go into all of his being. And he is reminded again with these words that he is to go only to the house of Israel. That is the rebellious house, which he's reminded over and over again. The house that's hardened their hearts, who will not be willing to listen because they don't listen to Yahweh. Specifically, they don't listen to Jesus. But Jesus says that he will make his prophet, his mouthpiece, Ezekiel, to be harder than them, to be able to stand, to be able to speak to their deaf ears. That's what our Lord does. He strengthens his mouthpieces to stand before those who will not, even before those who will not listen in, and still proclaim the word of the living God. So Ezekiel is told, do not be afraid of them, whether they listen or not. Speak to them. Tell them my word, Yahweh's word. And how does this good hardening to Ezekiel, the good hardening, come to go and speak to those who listen? It is by the Holy Spirit. And we think sometimes the Holy Spirit is not really at work in the Old Testament. Well, he certainly was. The Spirit lifted Ezekiel up. The providence of God was set. The wheels, remember in chapter 1, the wheels, the angelic beings moving to do the Lord's will. And this great rumbling sound as they do so, the Spirit took Ezekiel to the exiles in Babylon. It's talking about those places that are mentioned, to Babylon, to preach and prophesy to them. And through verse 21, we're given warnings about Ezekiel's office, the office of prophet. Things like, if he does not speak as he's supposed to, then that blood will be on his hands. And also, what will become of those who do not listen to his office? But in the words he speaks, there is grace shown. If the righteous continues not sinning, he will live because they listen to the warning. And notice what the Lord does. He tells Ezekiel there will be times that he is bound by these rebellious people, that he will not be allowed by the Holy Spirit for Ezekiel to speak as a man to rebuke them. But he alone, the Lord will alone work, speak Yahweh's words, not man's words. These words from the Lord teach pastors and elders how to preach, not man's words, but Yahweh's words, the words of Scripture. And then we see Jesus' words that we remember from the parables. He who hears, let him hear. And something we need to be reminded going forward in those New Testament parables, when we come to those, there's this phrase that comes after that in our passage that gives more understanding to those parables and what he says, those who have ears, let them hear, those who hear, let them hear. It says, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. And so this, of course, instructs us in our listening and hearing to be careful to hear the word of the Lord and not refuse him who speaks. In refusing him, we would be like the rebellious house of Israel who would be judged. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your holy, inerrant, infallible, authoritative word. We're thankful that you speak to us still today from your word, the word that we have before us. And Father, as you speak to us, we ask now that you would give us ears to hear, That we would not be those like Israel who refuse to listen when the words come into our ears. That we would not be deaf. That we would be hearing. And as we listen, that we would listen with faithful obedience and love for You. Father, we love Your Word. We ask by Your Spirit that You would equip us and strengthen us to meditate upon Your Word and Your law day and night. That we would be equipped for every good work. That You would put that Word not just in our minds to know what is true, but that You would put it into our hearts, that we would truly believe and trust fully in You and submit unto You in all things. Father, we pray for our elders, that we would be those who proclaim Your Word faithfully and not try to speak our own words from our own experience, but more so from Your Word. And that all of us here would be faithful in proclaiming the gospel when we have opportunity, and we would not shrink back. We would tell people the truth, and testify of Your Son Jesus Christ, that many would believe unto salvation, that they would be turned from their wickedness because of Your sending of Your Spirit into their hearts. And so give them, before we even meet these people that we come in contact with, and that we tell people the gospel, or give them ears to hear and send Your Spirit. And Father, we're also thankful for how You sustain Your church. We pray for our congregation that You have sustained a long time. And yet, over many years, we have lost numbers, and we all in some ways struggle with concern over this. And Father, we ask that You would grow us. You would grow us in number, especially we pray for that, but we pray that You would grow us in patience. Grow us in our desire and zeal for telling people of the Word of God, despite perhaps our personalities and our introvertedness or our shrinking back tendencies. Lord, overcome our sin and put in us a great zeal for the gospel and for Your truth. Father, we ask that You would sanctify us, cleanse us of our sin, but not just so that we can be more righteous, but so that we can be used in a greater way in Your kingdom. Father, we pray that You would sustain us, that You would not snuff out our lampstand, that You would not judge us, but that You would be gracious and fill us with Your Holy Spirit and grant us Your boldness and courage to do what we must do. Let us not be fearers of man, but may we fear You and not be afraid of anyone else, knowing that You are God who is over all. Your glory even fills the earth, and that never changes. So, Father, we ask that You would hear our prayers, because we do pray in the name of Jesus Christ and by what He has done for us on the cross, and as He pleads for us and intercedes for us. Lord, hear us and perfect, Father, by Your Son, our worship and our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.